Grace and peace to you from God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday, in the midst of Christmas preparations and spending time with my family, Silas was looking at something on Facebook, and I heard him humming to himself, kind of the way he sounds when he's sight reading, which I've heard plenty of times. And I said, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, this is it's kind of a game you can play where you're given the first measure or two of a Christmas song without any words, and you have to read it and guess what the Christmas song is." So, you know, it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The Hallelujah Chorus was one on there, which was tricky because that's the Easter part of the Messiah, but it's Christmas too. And he and I kind of looked through all of these and were humming along and knew almost every one of the songs. Not because we're musicians. I'm not a musician. He is. But just because it's Christmas. And these are the songs that we've known since we were children. The songs we sing together. The songs we've sung with our churches. Songs have a way of sticking in your heart. Imprinting in there. So that anything might bring them up. Songs get stuck in our heads. Music is a thing that sticks with us. Today, many of the texts we read were actually songs. The word of God in Isaiah, "For unto you a child will be born who will be called Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God." I'm not a good enough singer to break out into Handel's Messiah, but you know that one. Put to music and sung throughout the world. It might have been sung when it was originally said to the people. The words in Hebrews. "Long ago, and God spoke to you in many and various ways through the prophets, but today God has spoken through the Son." Words that are so important, they can be sung, so they stick in your heart. And the beautiful opening of the book of John, the Gospel of John, which doesn't start with the story of the birth of Jesus the way all the other Gospels do. There's no manger, there's no shepherds, none of those things we associate with Christmas. But instead, there's a song. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things came into being through him, and without him nothing has life. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We have beheld the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth." Beautiful. Poetic words, words that can be a song in our heart. What John is trying to tell us in his gospel is that the incarnation of Jesus, God who created the world, coming into being as a child, who would live a life and show us God's love, it's like a song that imprints on our hearts, a song that sticks with us throughout our whole lives. Jesus came into being to show us just how big and how strong the love of God is for us. God became human, became one of us, to be near us and close to us. And God continues to live close to us. The last few verses of the song we sang, a hymn written by Martin Luther to tell us about who is this child that we celebrate every year. Ask God to make a soft bed in our hearts, that we might be close to God for all of our lives. there are beautiful songs all through scriptures. The Psalms, of course, but also in the creation of the world, in Genesis, and in people's reactions to messages from God in the Gospels. When God comes into the world, God sings a song into our hearts and souls. This Christmas, as we continue to sing songs that we've known since we were children, songs that bring up all sorts of memories and feelings and connections for us, I invite you to listen for the song that God is singing in your heart this year. Whether it be a song of comfort and peace, a song of urging and action, a song of love, a song of grief, a song of change. Listen for what God is singing in your heart this year. Listen for the ways that God is already present in you and in the world. That's what we celebrate this Christmas. God who loves us so much that God sings songs into our heart every day. Amen.